Our next guest has joined us at the microphone, and I'm just going to introduce him. It's Marc Lecomte. I received an email recently from Chrissy Duval, the president of the Hawkesbury Toastmasters, Le Club Les Orateurs de Hawkesbury, saying her organization will be holding an open house event in March, and they're inviting people in the community to come and join them at the event. Toastmasters, in case you don't know, it is an international organization with clubs all around the world. It's aimed at helping people to improve their public speaking skills and leadership skills. Hawkesbury Toastmasters meet every first, third, and fifth Monday of the month at the Hawkesbury Legion. And Chrissy was emailing me, I guess, to let me know that Toastmasters is holding an open house on Monday, March the 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Royal Canadian Legion, which is at 152 Nelson Street in Hawkesbury, and they really want to get people to come out. So that's why we've invited Marc into the studio this evening to tell us all about this this event. Marc, I'm just going to adjust your microphone here because I got a feeling. I've had to sort of rewire the studio this evening. We've got some musicians coming in. Do you want to say a few words there?
Testing 1, 2, 3. It sounds so generic.
Thanks, Marc. Sorry to put you on the spot like that, but
hey, no problem.
This is the joys of small-scale radio.
Live radio.
That's right. Flying by the seat of your pants. So as I said, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. And this sounds like a really interesting organization. I have to say, a little bit under the radar, how many years has it been in operation?
Toastmasters have been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And I hate to say, I don't remember the exact year. But certainly in Hawkesbury, over 3 years now, and growing strong. And I like to think of it as Hawkesbury's best kept secret. But it's certainly a great, great club.
And growing, you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So you guys are reaching out to the community to let people know that you exist, for one thing, and
yes,
what kind of things you're up to. I was sort of surprised in the introduction here to note that it's not just public speaking skills, which is sort of, you know, would be intuitive based on the name of the the group, but also leadership skills. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. Well, leadership skills, like any, basically the Les Orateurs Toastmasters is somewhat of a small company. So we have our president, vice president, we have, I'm the director of communications, so
right,
here I am
right,
doing my skills and...
Director of Public Relations.
I'm sorry.
I should have included that in my introduction to you. Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. It's not a problem.
Communications, but, public relations, the
yeah,
same
exactly.
kind of thing.
So we all have different titles along the way, but also different responsibilities to go with those titles.
Right, right.
And that's what we do. So we learn how to do them well and practice them. And what's really great about Toastmasters, it's not only about basically speaking and having good communication techniques, but we're also... rated, if you want, or we get feedback on a regular basis. It's part of the curriculum,
okay,
part of the program.
So you do sort of 360s on each other of
exactly.
Yeah, interesting.
It is interesting,
and that would be based not only on your public speaking performances, but also on your leadership roles within the organization.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like anything else, like any good company, basically the president would oversee the operations. And in our particular case, Kristen Duval is our president, as you mentioned at first, and she's mm-hmm. doing an absolutely amazing job.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
No, I'm sure you're not surprised.
Yeah.
But she's really on top of everything, mm-hmm. and she picks about everything up that if somebody goes along the way, she's the smoothest operator, just... goes right behind there, coaches you accordingly, and just moves on.
So excellent.
Just because that just has that way of doing things.
Yes. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit more, Marc, about the structure of the club, and also how a typical meeting goes. Because I think that's what you're going to be demonstrating to the public at your open house. You're going to be doing a kind of simulated meeting. Is that the idea?
Exactly. So basically, as we come into the meeting, we're all about toasts, right? So
yeah.
First of all, we open up our meeting just like you would. I'm going to use a wedding as an example, but it's not always about a wedding. It could be in a meeting of any kind. It could be a business meeting. It could be a sales meeting, as far as that's concerned.
Okay.
So
I have to ask you the obvious question. Is there alcohol involved every time a toast is offered?
I've got to say that there usually isn't.
Okay. A toast can be a toast without having a glass of wine in your hand.
A glass of water, just as I'm holding now, actually does a great job.
Okay.
It's all about learning how to do that toast. And unfortunately, the Let's talk about the toast.
Yes.
Not a very popular thing anymore. You see it in weddings, but otherwise...
It's kind of an old-fashioned traditional thing, eh?
It is. But it's nice to keep that tradition going.
Yes.
So it's...
I'm going to put you on the spot, Mark. Yeah. You got a paper cup in front of you here. How about offering a toast to Van Cleek FM just for the fun of it?
Absolutely.
This is something we might replay from time to time as a promo for the show.
Absolutely. Well, traditionally, what we the traditional opening, if we'd be in a meeting, would be... fellow Toastmasters, please raise your glass. Help me give a toast to the Van Cleek FM 88.7 station.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, I like that. That's great. So would people be put on the spot the way I just did to you, for example, when they come to a meeting? Are you sort of thrown a challenge last minute without any preparation?
Well, it's funny that you ask that. Part of the schedule is usually where we come in, we'll do the toast, we'll do the regular stuff, and then we'll get into the first official part of the meeting, if you want, is about impromptu speaking.
Okay.
So somebody's usually responsible with coming up with impromptu questions. So it could be anything. A lot of times it's a lot of fun. We'll throw in...
I can imagine.
Yeah. Some of the things that they come up with is they'll have a bag, and then we need to pull something out of the bag.
Okay.
And basically just talk about it.
Right there on the spot.
Right on the spot.
Without any preparation.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what's nice about this is that we also learn to keep time. So, for example, when you're holding a meeting, whether that's in business or situations... Mm-hmm. Usually you'll have a set amount of time.
Yeah.
So typically 2 minutes.
Okay.
So you don't want to do the short, in and out, high and by type of thing, but you want to sort of elaborate. Well, I've got this glass here. This is what I've just pulled out of the bag. So we're looking at it. It's a green glass, very beautiful. And I'd certainly like to have one at home just like this because they're very handy. They're throwaways, and we could go on and on. Basically run for a full 2 minutes.
And you can keep on going like that for 2 minutes.
Exactly. And the point, of course, is to practice.
Yeah.
So there's no, this what we call it is a, it's sort of in a safe space where there's no specific rules. We can make mistakes. That's fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we can certainly go through. And at the end of the meeting, we'll actually be critiqued on it or we'll get feedback on it.
Yes.
And it's positive feedback, of course.
Okay.
So we can learn from it.
Yes. So would that be everybody in the audience gets to make a comment if they want to about your presentation or your toast?
Well, let me just go back a step. But usually there is a set reviewer for the meeting that will give the feedback.
Okay.
But ultimately, anybody can speak. So there's usually 5 to 6... pieces either in a bag or different situations, 5 or 6 different topics to speak on.
Right.
And those basically are the first 5 people to volunteer.
Okay.
We'll get to do it. But there is one set person that is responsible to give the feedback at the end of the day. Now, that person is not always the same one, though.
Oh, okay. Changes from time to time.
Yeah. Part of leadership is that somebody has to take charge and basically say, okay, next time, this is something I'd like to do.
Yeah.
And learn about leadership. And of course, there's a few books on that we can read, very short books. They're not elaborate, but certainly enough to learn. And as we're going along, our books will actually bring us on to the next meeting and grow with us.
Right.
So everybody's at different levels. And there's no wrong in anything we do. It's just all about learning in a safe space.
Interesting. So the people going to this open house on March the 7th, and it's at between 6:30 and 8:30 at the Royal Canadian Legion in on Nelson Street in Hawkesbury. You're going to be doing, as we mentioned earlier, kind of a simulated meeting just so people can see what actually takes place at one of your Toastmaster meetings. How do the meetings go? Are they really sort of formal? Do you follow Robert's Rules of Order, for example, or is it sort of kind of very informal and people can speak up whenever they like it? What shape do they take, the meetings?
Well, a bit of both, I guess. Yeah. There is a format that we follow. And typically an hour and a half meeting, go through.
Does somebody call the meeting to order, for example?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And you do minutes and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So that all goes into place. And it's part of the leadership abilities that we built. So
So you're learning how to run a meeting in a traditional sort of way.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's a valuable skill too. Yeah,
it is, sure. Certainly is.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just curious as well, like, so you mentioned that there are sort of a spontaneous toasts that take place, pulling things out of a bag, for example, and speaking on those objects. Are there any prepared presentations that people will witness as well at a regular meeting and maybe at this special open house meeting?
Absolutely. The Toastmasters program is really made to leave space for everybody to talk at different levels. So, for example, I would actually have a set amount of speeches to do on a yearly basis. this is all on a voluntary basis. So if I want to go through the program and give it my maximum, and of course, like anything else, you get what you give in any club.
Of course.
So if I wanted to, for example, do 10 speeches a year, then I would prepare ahead of time. For example, the first speech is usually the easiest one, and that would be talking about ourselves.
Okay.
So we would do 6 minutes on oneself. So something that's not too hard to remember, because we can sort of just put a couple notes saying, okay, I'm going to talk about my childhood, I'm going to talk about what I've done, where I'm at, who I am. It's sort of the W5, right?
Yeah. So the five W's, who, what, where, when, and why.
Exactly.
The why might be a bit of a challenge.
But that's the most important one.
Yes, exactly. And people would know ahead of time that they're going to be presenting something on themselves at this meeting?
People volunteer. So they could basically from the last meeting on say that I'd like to take one of the spots. There's usually 3 available spots for full speeches.
Okay.
Anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes based on the intensity of the speech or the level that you're at.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Start off with 5 to 7 minutes.
And these are all about themselves, or would they have other subjects as well?
No, it could be about anything. But ultimately, the first one, we recommend that you speak about yourself. It's sort of the easiest way.
Okay, yeah. Introductory kind of thing.
Exactly. It's what we call the icebreaker, right?
Okay.
Sort of the break the ice first time. Never any rush. There's never any, it's like when you're ready. So people usually come in, try it out a couple of times just to sort of see how things are going.
Right.
And once they're comfortable that they've seen 3, 4, or 5 meetings, they've seen people do speeches, then we ask them, are you ready? And if you're not, that's fine. We just move on. But
no
ultimately,
pressure.
That's the first one. No pressure.
Yeah.
Very important.
Because
it's about learning on our time. This is all about having fun, right? These clubs are not about, this is not work. It's not class.
Yeah.
It's about having fun while we're learning.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I have to, on a regular basis, I get interns coming up to the review and to Van Klik FM to learn the basics of radio announcing and how to prepare a script. Usually they do community announcements, how to edit it and present it to air.
Yes.
And one of the fundamental things that I find I have to go through with most of the kids that come up is to learn not to read it off of the paper,
yes.
Right? And to sort of absorb the information, then put the paper down, and then sort of speak it in normal terms. So what are the rules with Toastmasters? Are people allowed to read off a script when they do a presentation?
And here again, that's a very good question. The first speech, there's rules, but there's no rules. In
right,
the sense
okay.
that, just the fact that you're going to be out there 4 to 6 minutes, then if you feel like you must read it, it's not a problem.
Okay.
We make the subject fairly easy, so you don't have to, but there's no rules about that.
Okay.
You can still read through. As you're going up and doing your second speech, third speech, and the fourth speech, you're starting to suggest that, well, maybe if you could sort of remember, and they're giving you tips, right?
Yeah,
we got a bit of a sort of a one-pager, two-pager on tips on how to do that fourth speech.
Okay.
And then they would recommend, well, if you could not read it, it would be even better. And it starts to train the memory to work that way,
yes,
too, right?
Yes, okay. So it's an opportunity to really to learn and to progress through the various stages of public speaking and presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So give me, Mark, this is something I can remember saying to my interns. When they come up, I say, this is not necessarily picking your future as a radio announcer. These are skills that can serve you in many, many different areas. And I imagine the same thing applies to Toastmasters, the skills that people are learning there to be able to speak spontaneously, to speak in a measured amount of time, and to actually put something together on the spur of the moment are all really valuable skills. Give us a rundown of what your impression is of what this can be helpful with and what kind of careers and what kind of situations.
It's funny you mentioned that, Jean, because we were talking about that a few weeks ago. Basically, it's real life skills. It's going out on the job. It could be a wedding, which is the old fashioned toast.
Yes,
but we're way past that wedding. Unfortunately, weddings are going out of style.
At least traditional weddings.
Traditional,
are,
absolutely. Yeah. It's real life sales. Just basically applying for a job. It's just about knowing what to answer, how to answer, and just having that reflex.
Yeah, and the confidence, I guess.
And the confidence, my God, absolutely.
Big one, right? Presentation skills and confidence, I think, go a long way. And it looks like this is what your club is really designed to foster in people when they come out. And you meet... it looks like 3 or 4 times a month. Is that right? Let me see here.
Usually 2 to 3 times a month. Every the first, second, and fifth.
First, third, and fifth month. First, I think third, I have it, and Mondays you. Of the Jeez. Month. Yeah, sorry, I have it. I have it written down. I got my cheat notes, and
okay,
you don't.
I've just failed my Radio 101.
Every other week, pretty much, eh? They
exactly. Meet,
yeah. And
exactly.
And the meetings are about a couple of hours long.
Yeah, give or take. Officially an hour and a half, but by the time we usually sort of close out, and sometimes we'll even do what we call a post-toast season. This is where the alcohol sometimes very...
could sneak in a little bit.
Could sneak in, but basically it's all about camaraderie and just yes. getting together
and
talk. And ironically, a lot of the times, that's where a lot of the learning happens.
Yes.
Sometimes it's learning about other people. And this is where you really make great friends. Of course, when we're under a certain format, we follow the credentials and we go through. But it's nice to go after and sometimes just have a coffee.
Right.
Local place and just sit down and get to know about people. And this is where I've found out. I was just amazed. Some of the people that you speak to are just, they're not shy at all. They're just very confident and everything else. And so many times I've heard, I used to be so shy.
Really?
That's
really?
Right. Actually, I'm thinking of two different people right now.
That's interesting.
People that are just amazingly confident today, and they definitely claim that Toastmasters did that for them.
They credit the organization with giving that experience. That's fantastic. That's interesting. So it does have a social element to it as well. People sort of make friendships and hang out together either after the meeting or...
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I know I've made great friends along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, really interesting. Now, it mentions that the open house is taking place at the Royal Canadian Legion in Hawkesbury, but yes. Is that where the regular meetings take place too?
Yes, the regular meetings are there every first, third, and fifth Monday of the month, and I would say 90% of the time that's where it happens.
Okay.
Unless something else is happening on there, then we advise, and it's on our website and so on. So.
Okay, well, this is excellent. I really appreciate you coming in, Mark, to
thank
tell
you for
us
having
us. Oh, it's my pleasure. So can we get you to do a little toast to sign off with and say goodbye to our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to raise my glass and basically thank you while we're at it, Jean, for having us and certainly looking forward to perhaps coming back.
So absolutely.
To hear I raise my glass.
Okay.
And offer my toast to the review and 88.7 Vancouver Keel FM.
Excellent. Well, I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks again, Mark, for coming in.
My pleasure.
Okay.